Lama.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Men and women on this committee are good people. They're honest and caring people. And that's why I do not understand why you would relegate this committee to no longer being of significance and resort to saying you will do whatever Elon Musk and Donald Trump tell you to do. Where's the independence of the committee? Where's the legislature? We're an equal branch of government. And you start off with a blather, and yet we look at the empty seats here. Where's Elon Musk? I'm sure he's a genius and is a very credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated. But that does not put him above the law or the responsibility to come before this committee in this Congress. If he's so great, if these plans and all the fraud and abuse that he's found are so eminent, why isn't he here explaining it? You know why. Because he's out to privatize Social Security. He's been on television the last couple of days talking exactly about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and what he intends to do. Privatize it. The American people, some of them may have been born at night, but not last night. People are aware of this. Every single one of your districts. Now you have someone coming in to privatize a system, something you have longed to do going back to 1982, because Elon Musk thinks that this is the best thing to do. President Trump has called Social Security a scam. Elon Musk, as chairman, as Mr. Neal said, called it a Ponzi scheme. Ask that of the people in your district. Ask that, Mr. Smith, of the more than 198,000 people in your district who rely on Social Security, and you won't even let the person who's planning to privatize it, who's telling the big lie in front of everyone, in bold as he possibly can, saying, this is what we're going to do. The Congress is in our back pocket. We don't even have to come before them and testify because we control the House, we control the Senate, and we control the presidency. And it's the tyranny of the executive. It's why these resolutions were first adopted back in 1789, because the founding fathers knew that the executive branch does not have total authority over the legislature, unless you have a willing party that says, no, we're going to do exactly what you tell us to do, Mr. Musk and Mr. President. It doesn't matter to our constituents. It doesn't matter how much money they are not going to receive. We're not even going to tell them the truth about what's going to happen to them. They administer to over 70 million people in the nation's number one anti-poverty program for the elderly and children. Shame! Shame! Can't bring people in front of this body? If he's right, if they're so good, if they're so just, why aren't they here telling the American people about it? They're not, because you know the truth. It's about privatization.
It's about privatization. Oh, baby. Oh. All right. Thank you. Yes, more of that, please. Yes, please. Yes, please, more of that. Thank you. Yes. So you know what that was. That's the Doge Committee. You know who the chairman of that committee is? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yes, I expect, real action out of that committee. So John Larson, he is a representative from Connecticut. He has spent his entire life pretty much in Congress fighting to preserve Social Security benefits for people who deserve their Social Security benefits. It is like one of his main areas of expertise, John Larson. And that is a new committee that was just, established in the awesome House of Representatives. A person who was forbidden from being on any committees because she's racist and says those kinds of things. A person who was censured, a person who was banned from being even a member of any committee, is now the chairman of the committee that oversees Elon Musk's romp through our data and the firing of our government, the closing, the shutting, the awesome audacity of a billionaire to roll up a program that feeds the poorest people on the planet, because USAID will also be privatized. So this is the committee, and John Larson showed up and said, oh my God, where are you people? Where are you? Where are the voices? Where are the people? You think you're a Republican and you're afraid of the money coming in to primary you, or you're afraid of the president's, voters. You're afraid of the maggots. You're afraid of whatever. Why aren't you afraid of your own constituents who you're ripping off, you're stealing from in order to privatize Social Security, a trust fund, and turn it into a slush fund? Why aren't you outraged? Why aren't you saying something, anything at all? And we need more of that. We just do. So you know what? Let's do good news, bad news, okay? So I'll do the good news first. The good news today is that a federal judge in California, his name is William Alsup, A-L-S-U-P. If you're Googling him, go ahead. He actually heard a case brought by unions versus the Office of Personnel Management, who are causing all these people to be terminated. Thousands of people at the VA, at the Department of Agriculture, at the Department of Defense, at the Department of Energy. And, they're doing it so thoughtfully and so after a very, in-depth review that the Department of Energy fired the people who keep the nukes safe and then said, oh, crap, bring them back. Now, how do you do that to somebody? Okay, never mind. The Department of the Interior that takes care of our parks. We saw people, in forestry being fired. We saw a locksmith. I can't believe, the one locksmith they have for all of the buildings, all of the structures in Yosemite, all of them. It's one guy. And they fired him. The one locksmith that they had, they fired him. Okay. People at, NOAA, who give us a free, reliable Doppler radar forecast each and every day. You know whether or not to wear your galoshes. You know whether or not to bundle up. You know whether or not to go short sleeve, long sleeve, wear a sweatshirt, wear down. Right? And the Treasury Department, which, Scott Bessent. Oh, where did they even find this dude? But a judge named William Alsup said that he is issuing a temporary restraining order. Okay, so it's partial news. That's good. That's the best I could come up with today, because the rest of it's going to really suck. Warning. Yeah. But he said it's a sad day when our government would fire some good employee and say it was based on performance, when they know good and well that that's a lie. That's what he said at the end of the hearing. The plaintiffs, again, were the union members who belong to, the biggest union that we have is the government union, the government employees union. And they brought the case against the Office of Personnel Management. And he said that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to do any of this, and asked for the Department of Personnel Management to send their director, a guy named Charles E. Zell, to testify. And guess what? Charlie didn't show up. He refused. Yeah.